views and opinions of the following paid programming show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Praise 104.1 WPRS, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Welcome to Praise in the City, a public affairs program responsive to issues of community concern. Here now is your host.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of our Community Affairs Show here at Radio 1 DC Stations. I'm your host, your news and community affairs director, Ebony McMorris. Man, I've got a good show today. I'm excited about these two brothers that have come on to talk to our listeners. As we all know, Memorial Day is observed, and on this day, we honor our service members. And so today I have in studio U.S. Army retired Captain Gary Mason II. I also have retired Captain Dana Andre Summons. And we're going to get real today when we talk about the military and their experiences. Overall, I want you to hear their testimony. I want you to get something from it. So I'm gonna be quiet as much as I can today and let them do most of the talking. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Good morning, Ebony.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. And first, let me just say thank you for the service that you've done for the country.
You're welcome.
We honor you. Absolutely. So I'm going to start with you, Captain Mason. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a Washington, D.C. native. Father's a retired D.C. cop, so we'll have our roots
right here
in the area.
Okay.
Lived on Georgia Avenue down the road.
Real D.C. proper.
Howard University graduate.
Okay.
University of Maryland, spent some time there, and UDC.
Wow.
So this is hometown, and stumbled across the military. I graduated from Howard University as a communications major. And wife and I got married, and she's a prior service Army person herself.
Nice.
And happened to be traveling down Georgia Avenue here to Silver Spring and saw a recruiter's office and saw a big bonus, you know, to join the military and to pay off student loans. So that was the reason why I initially joined, you know. I figured, hey, Shauna, I said, maybe we can go in for a few years, serve our country, pay off student loans, and get on with our lives. And ended up entering into the military, came in as an enlisted 11 Bravo, which is an infantryman. That means we are trigger pullers. We go and defend this nation against foreign and domestic enemies of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the greatest thing I could do, the most most athletic thing I could do, because I've been an athlete all my life. And just jumped right into it. I was first assigned down in Fort Benning, Georgia, home of the infantry. I got down there and we learned the term hua hua. And what did hua hua mean? Hua hua meant everything. It means you're tough, you're rough. You say something bad to me, hua, sir. You know, we basically had the attitude of hua. That means we can do it, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can define hua as whatever you'd like. But got down there, and pretty much what I was looking for was a big team-building organization where I could just really, you know, do some of the things that I used to think I could do on the football field, at a basketball court, or sporting events. And the career started off pretty exciting. I mean, I got to blow things up. I got to throw grenades. I got to shoot every weapon out there.
Right.
And really, really enjoyed it. What I didn't understand is the command structure. I didn't understand the bureaucracy. I didn't understand the military's autonomy. I did not understand how the business of being a soldier was going to, you know, forward my career. And unless you understand that and then also understand the history, you might have a problem moving forward depending on what your end state is going to be or what mm-hmm. your future will hold in the military. And so I was just a young gun running and doing the best I can. And then I came across something that I thought would never happen. I was standing in formation and someone referred to me as a nigger. And in my heart, it just kind of stopped. I kind of was shocked. And I thought, being here in the year 2000, these type of things were gone, and we didn't have to deal with those type of issues. I felt like, hey, we're all Americans. No matter what ethnic background you're from, we're one team. We're one group of Americans defending this nation. And that kind of stuck out. But I decided to drive on, so much so that I looked into improving my career and thinking about going into a commissioned officer position as a chaplain candidate. So I got on my knees and prayed, and I said I can best serve my country by maybe helping solve some of the problems that I see within the organization. And that was my inspiration for becoming a chaplain candidate. But then, of course, I saw some of the same bureaucracies in that. I was kind of in a position where I was one called a Holy Ghost Spirit-filled chaplain, and they weren't really looking for someone who really, really wants to preach the gospel of Jesus. What they were really looking for was a religious or spiritual subject matter expert that can inform the commander on issues arising out of area operations, wherever we were stationed, overseas or back home here in Garrison.